With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. The first presidential debate is tomorrow at the University of Denver. It's the first time ever that it'll be held in the Rocky Mountain region. With more than 3,000 members of the media expected from all over the world, the debate will thrust DU, Denver, and Colorado onto the international stage, and that has officials working hard to make sure it comes off without a hitch. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports.
Magnus Arena at DU is usually where the basketball and hockey teams face off against opposing schools. Tomorrow night, it's where President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney will face off. Workers have been busy completing the elevated stage while Secret Service agents patrolled the arena.
It's a huge undertaking.
Kevin Carroll is Vice Chancellor of Marketing and Communications at DU. He says 1,000 people have worked behind the scenes for a year to make the debate a success.
Looking around, we're all pretty astounded at the progress that we've made. We're not a big university, and so the physical plant of the campus has really been transformed, and we're really excited.
Outside the arena, crews have erected a maze of fencing all over campus. 5,000 people have been invited to attend a massive watch party in the quad called Debate Fest. Standing in the center of campus, DU undergrad Philip Desjardins says it's been pretty hectic.
It's nonstop. My friends and I considered it was like a war zone, just with these giant fences and all the extra people who are around campus. So I wouldn't say it's overwhelming, but it definitely just affects the way that campus is acting and the flow of stuff going on around here.
It's a hassle for area residents, too. Lisa Lundquist has already felt the intense security buildup. Walking her dog through campus, she says she's not upset about the inconvenience, even though she's not sure how she'll get to work tomorrow with all the road closures.
Yeah, just rolling with it, but we'll see. It'll probably bring out a little bit of swearing, but so far nothing but too bad.
Tomorrow afternoon, starting at 5 p.m., University Boulevard will be shut down from Evans to Louisiana. And one of the state's busiest thoroughfares, Interstate 25, will be completely shut down for 5 hours between Hampton and Santa Fe starting at 5 p.m. also. Stacy Stegman, a spokesperson for the Colorado Department of Transportation, says that was at the Secret Service's request.
I will say when we were approached about this, I think no one was eager to do it, and no one was excited to do it. I mean, we know it's going to be an issue for the city, and we're just going to do our best to make the best of it.
She estimates it'll cost the state tens of thousands of dollars. Last time I-25 was shut down, it was the Democratic National Convention in 2008. Stegman says that wasn't a nightmare, partly because most drivers stayed away. About 50,000 drivers will be impacted by tomorrow's closures. She has sympathies for folks who get stuck in it because so many drivers will be forced onto city streets off the freeway.
It's not going to be something that's easy. I mean, if you're on the road that time, you're going to feel it.
She encourages people to take public transportation. RTD will run all of its trains on its normal weekday schedule. B-Cycle, Denver's bike-sharing program, is waiving fees tomorrow to riders biking to the event. Governor John Hickenlooper told Colorado Matters host Ryan Warner that he understands the headache this will cause, but the Secret Service has their reasons.
When you have both presidential candidates in the same place, this country has enemies out there. We have to take every precaution to make sure that our democratic process is a safe one.
He says the media exposure is worth it for Denver and the state as a whole. Despite the headaches, past debate hosts have nothing but good things to say about the event. Stuart Rabinowitz, president of Hofstra University, liked it so much that his school will host a debate again this year.
To host one of the most important events in American political life is, in my view, probably worth some disruption.
He says they were able to raise the millions of dollars it cost to host the event from the community, most recognizing the importance of having their town as the center of the world's attention for a night. Bob Fisher is president of Belmont University, which hosted a debate in 2008. He says they studied the value of all the attention and estimated it would have been worth about $20 million in advertising for the school.
It really is the Super Bowl of politics, and it's something I hope that whole community, and I know you will, come around.
DU has paid the Presidential Debate Commission $1.6 million for the rights to host the event, and millions more have been poured into preparations. There's no final tally yet, but school officials are relying on businesses and foundations to help pick up the tab. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama face off tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.